Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GHCL Textiles Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Garima Singla. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to everyone attending the GHCL Textiles Quarter 1 Financial Year 26 Earnings Conference Call. Today, on the call, we are joined by Mr. R.S. Jalan, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Raman Chopra, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Marshall Sonavane, CEO, Mr. Parasuraman M., CFO, and Mr. Manu Jain, Head Investor Relations. Please note that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements. Therefore, they must be viewed in conjunction with the company faces. I now hand over the call to Mr. R.S. Jalan for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I would request Mr. Marshall to give the opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. And a warm welcome to GHCL Textiles first quarter FY26 earnings conference call. I am Marshall Sonavane, and as the CEO, I am pleased to address you today. As the operator mentioned, I am joined here by my leadership team and our investor relations team. Our detailed results and investor presentations are available on the stock exchanges and our company website. I'll begin with an overview of the operating environment and our performance, followed by key updates on our strategic projects. On the cotton front, domestic prices remain stable for several quarters but have recently firmed up to around 58,000 per candy mark. Global cotton markets continue to see volatility due to ongoing trade tensions. Demand for yarn was mixed. While the weaving segment remained stable, the knitting segment continued to face headwinds. Overall market sentiment was weakened by the US tariff discussions, which limited customer offtake to only essential and short-term orders. As a result, yarn pricing and margins remained under pressure across the industry, and we faced the same. Now turning to our performance for the quarter, our revenue was impacted by the tough market conditions. Revenue stood at Rs. 270 crores, seeing a decline of 6.5% year-on-year due to reduction in sales yarn volume. Despite this, EBITDA increased by 10.5% year-on-year to 32 crores and PAT increased by 15% YOY to 14 crores. This is due to operational efficiency and savings in cotton cost. Our ability to maintain the profitability despite these challenges highlights the strength of our operations and the trust of our key customers. Beyond the numbers, I want to focus on our strategy and its execution. Since few years, we have embarked on the journey of spindle expansion and vertical integration. I am delighted to report the successful commissioning of our new state-of-the-art 25,000 spindle unit. First, production has commenced on schedule, a testament to our team's excellent project execution capabilities. Second, the yarn produced is of exceptional quality and has already received very positive feedback and acceptance from our customers. Third, we are in the process of scaling up operations and expect a full ramp up by the third quarter of this fiscal year. Following this will be our vertical integration into knitted fabrics. With installation of 15 machines from October onwards, we should see a full-scale execution of this from quarter 4 FY26. These projects are a direct reflection of our long-term vision and commitment to value creation. Our focus remains firmly on key strategic priorities, which consist of broadening our value-added product portfolio, enhancing operational excellence, and strengthening vertical integration. These priorities directly guide our capital allocation strategy as well. Our committed investment plan of over 1,000 crores remains firmly on track, out of which we have invested 570 crores so far, with the remaining capital being deployed towards further vertical integration opportunities in weaving and processing. Our goal remains to become a premium ready-to-cut fabric manufacturer, targeting a top line of 2x of what we achieved last year, a double-digit ROCE and an EBITDA margin of 15 to 18% over the next 4-5 years. Backed by a strong balance sheet and a highly capable team, we are confident in sustaining our growth momentum and delivering superior value to all our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued support. We would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on the decent sets of numbers in the tough environment. So first, just wanted to understand on our expansion part. Now, our 25,000 spindles have commissioned, probably which will give us an incremental revenue of 250 crores. Now, when we move to a knitting where we are setting up our machines in a two phases, so can you help us understand what is the capex that we would be doing it for a knitting and what sorts of revenue and margin one can get from a knitting side?
Hi, Jatin. So basically, overall capex for the knitting 40 machines is about 38 crores, including plant building. And I think this 38 crores would generate additional revenue of about 80 crores. 75 to 80 crores is what additional revenue would be generated. And so, I think on an overall basis, on the fabric, on the yarn which will convert to fabric, right, from end to end, from cotton to fabric, the margins would be in the range of about 14 to 15%.
So 14 to 15% on the knitted. So that means incremental revenue for FY27, which will see 250 crores coming on from the yarn and near about 75 odd coming from the knitting. So 325 crores of the incremental revenue on the base of FY26.
Correct. Am I right? Yeah, your voice broke in between, but yeah, I understand that you are asking whether you are correct on these numbers. Yes, I think that is what we are projecting as well.
And sir, on the grey fabric front, how do we see, because our revenue and if you look at the volumes are increasing on quarter on quarter, if we compare to last year, definitely sequentially it's on downside, but are we increasing our outsourcing on the grey fabric and how should we look at the revenue contribution on that front?
So currently, if you see this quarter, our total fabric as a percentage of revenue was about 9.3%, almost at a similar level to last quarter, right? So I think this number we are sort of working on improving further. What we are expecting that probably by year end we would be about 12 to 15% on our outsourced fabric.
Okay. And in terms of the capex that we spent last year, we aren't seeing any significant increase in the revenue in the first quarter. So is it that because of a realization or because of a lower demand, our volume was on the lower end or probably we could see a pickup in second half?
The new 25,000 spindles commissioning happened in June, right? So of course, this quarter there will be a ramp up phase for this new investment. I think the full value of 25,000 spindles can be realized from quarter three onwards.
Okay. And sir, more on the strategic and vision front. So as a company, are we intend to remain focused only on the ready to cut fabrics or we are probably looking at one step ahead in going to a garmenting also?
As of now, our sort of vision is to become a premium ready-to-cut fabric supplier. I think, of course, if there are opportunities available in garmenting, we as a company are always open to it.
And is there any other expansion which is lined up into a yarn, in the yarn space, whether it's a dye yarn or a premium yarn?
For at least the next 2-3 years, our idea is to go stronger on our vertical integration journey. So as we have done in knitting, we probably will explore more on weaving segment as well.
Last question on the solar power and solar energy. Definitely we are focusing more on the renewable power. So what sorts of cost benefit one should see coming in from second half of FY26 and full year of FY27 that will help the entire company to improvise on the margin?
You basically want to ask about our new investment in rooftop solar, is that so?
Yes.
So basically that what we are projecting is that because of our additional demand happening out of our 25,000 new spindles, the solar and few other arrangements which we are doing on power would help us save about 1 or 2 rupees per unit, which probably would translate to about a additional benefit of about 4 crores because the new unit would consume about 2.5 crore units.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. I'll come back in a few more questions. Thank you and all the best.
Jatin, your voice breaks in between.
That's all from my side. If I have more questions, I'll join back in a few. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Param Vora from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon and thank you for taking my question. So what I wanted to ask was, how has the order book of the company evolved in the last quarter, especially from export markets due to ongoing geopolitical instabilities? So are there any strategic efforts underway to reduce dependence on specific geographies?
So I think we have given the export number in the earnings presentation as well. Our export for this quarter particularly were about 6% of our overall revenue, right? While last quarter it was almost at about 11%, right? And overall last year we clocked about 18%. Yes, I think you got it right. Quarter one from a geopolitical perspective. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, from a geopolitical perspective, I think quarter one was extremely challenging. And that is the reason why the sort of dip in exports. The dip primarily came from the European markets, where we saw particular sluggishness. Thank you.
Move ahead to the next question. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So, in the opening remark, you mentioned that the domestic cotton prices was at around 58,000 per candle, which has increased over the previous quarter, which you mentioned 55,000. Is that right?
That's correct.
So I just wanted to understand that you said your EBITDA and PAT improved mainly because of cost cotton cost. So I didn't really get that the average domestic cotton prices have increased, but your EBITDA and PAT margins have increased. Can you just elaborate on that?
Yes, I think your understanding is correct. When it comes to the cotton prices, it moved up from 55,000 per candy to about 58,000 per candy. From our operation standpoint, we have been able to reduce our rupees per kilo cost for our cotton. Right? I think that is sort of the that is what we alluded to when we said because of our operational strength, we have been able to sort of our rupees per kilo on our cotton on our final output has gone down. I think that is cotton cost as a percentage of final product.
So my second question is with respect to the cotton yarn spread. What is the current spread? And do you expect any improvement in FY26? Hello?
Our current cotton spread in our cotton spread in Q1 FY26 was 130 rupees per kilo. Q4 it was 132.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You said your current cotton yarn spread is 130.
130 in Q1. and current it is about 119.
In 119 in Q4, right?
In Q4 FY25, it was 132. Mm-hmm. In Q1 FY26, it was 130.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And current, as in July, we have seen it at about 119.
So the realizations have decreased.
Yes.
So can we expect margin to be get impacted in Q coming to Q2?
So as of now, I think the July has been a tough month, and we do not we foresee that Q2 would be a challenging quarter, particularly when it comes to no clarity on US tariff. I think that is primarily the reason why we see a lot of demand getting pulled back. Right, and which is obviously the cotton prices are going up and demand being muted, there is definitely a pressure on margins.
So, with respect to your fabric, what is your average realization for fabric? Hello, sir.
So, I think we are primarily in the outsource model, right? So, there are different sort of margins for different fabric, right? When it comes to knitting and weaving. So, I think there are different sort of profiles here, margin profiles here, depending on the product.
Yeah. So, can you at least give an average with respect to knitting and weaving?
At this point of time, since it being on an outsourced model, I think we have not started giving out the numbers for on our fabric side. I think it would be much better to talk about our margin profile on fabric once this capacity is inside. We are expecting our knitting machines to be in-house by about quarter three, and in quarter four, we should have them up and running. And I think that point of time, it would be much better to talk, and we would be in a much better position to explain as well what would be our margin profile on fabrics.
Mr. Raman, are you done with your questions?
Hello, sir. I have one last question.
Yes.
So, with respect to the new capacity coming of 25,000 cylinders, you said we can do an additional of 250 crores at optimum utilization. So, can we expect a 40 to 50 crores run rate from Q2 onwards, additional run rate?
So Q2 is difficult because there is a ramp-up period which definitely you can expect from quarter three onwards.
So what I understand is there will be additional 100 crores of revenue this year from the new capacity.
Yes, I think that is a fair assumption to make.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. The next question is from the line of Amay Cheda from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted some clarity on the spreads. So you mentioned that in Q1 the spreads were 132, right? And this quarter it was 130. I think in a previous con call you mentioned that the spreads were 119. That was in May.
So I think 119, when it was mentioned in the last call, must have been the current spread for that month. But what I can tell you right now is for our quarter one, for the entire quarter, our spreads were at 130 rupees per kilo on a sort of quarter average basis, while in Q4 FY25, they were at 132.
Okay, got it. Just one more question. So you mentioned that out of the 1,000 crores capex that you had planned 570 is already deployed, right? So wanted some details on the 430 crores, which segments are you planning to do the capex into, and what would be the revenue potential from that?
So the rest of the 430 crores would be sort of spent on our vertical integration journey in weaving, knitting and processing. We expect that this would further result into minimum revenue upside of about 600 to 700 crores.
And what would be the margins on this, sir?
See, on an overall basis, I think once we become an integrated player, we expect our margins to be in the range of 17 to 20%.
Okay, and this will take around 3 years from now, right?
Yes, yes. 3 to 4 years is what we are projecting.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Jain from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So, sir, the question is that do you expect the yarn in India to pick up in H2 FY26? And are there some early signs for it?
Aman, there was a disturbance in your line. I couldn't understand your question.
So, do you expect yarn demand in India to pick up in H2 FY26? And like, are there some early signs for it?
So, I think in as of now in July, we think the next quarter is going to be very challenging. Our expectation is that by then, by Q2 end, at least the situation between the overall macro in terms of tariff and everything should be resolved. And if that happens, I think H2 definitely would be much better than H1. As of now, I don't think there are early signs sitting in July.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, yes, you are.
Okay. My first question is regarding how much is the company's U.S. exposure? Because I keep hearing that, we are looking for the tariff relaxations. So how much is actually the company's exposure in terms of the previous year's sales as well as supply to companies who have a significant exposure to U.S. exposure? How much is it?
We don't have a definitive number on this because we don't look our sort of customer base in that direction. So obviously our direct exposure is minimal, right? But when it comes to indirect exposure, I think it's difficult to estimate, but probably around 25-30% is what we have.
25-30% of the total sales?
Yeah, I don't have a definitive number on this, but I would assume that because India exports a lot of apparel to US, right? And in that proportion, we would also have an exposure indirectly.
So if last year there was no exposure to US, I mean, if there was minimal exposure of US, how would actually a US tariff relaxation or, otherwise would affect the company in a very significant way?
I think the effect comes from the overall demand stabilizing. Right. For example, while we do not have an exposure to US, our competition definitely has. And if that demand goes away, then definitely wherever, let's say, domestic pressure on both volume and margins increases, I think that is how it affects us.
Okay. And how do you see the, you have a slide in your presentation about the UK trade deal, which India got and free access. When do you think the 0% duty comes into effect and how significant it will be for the company?
I think the details are still emerging on that in terms of when does the effect take place. But whatever literature we have gone through, I think there is a immediate benefit on textiles which is supposed to be given. I'm sure the rules are to be notified for the FTA to take into action. Not sure when it would be done. But yes, whenever it is, there is no sort of a lag in terms of reduction of duty from India to UK.
Okay. So once this comes into effect, as well as the US tariff, we have some light on the U.S. tariff. Do you think that because we had a significant fall in exports from about 60 crores, I mean, how much do you think that the export would contribute later on?
We are expecting that last year we clocked about 18% on our export and we are about that. I think we would be maintaining the same number or maybe increasing by another 1 or 2 percentage points. So
because
we see
this quarter you went around 6%. So you think it come back to around 18-19%?
Yes. So let me just explain it. We saw a significant reduction in Europe as a market while our other markets have performed approximately the same. Or maybe there is some reduction here and there. But definitely we see the demand coming back on that front, at least in the later half of the year. So as of now, we think we would be able to do the same percentage of our revenue on our exports as we did last year.
Okay. And you mentioned about your expansion of about 25,000 spindles. Now, what is that comes to the total capacity will become 250,000 spindles, right?
225
plus 25 or 225 is inclusive of the 25?
Earlier it was about, it was 2 lakh spindles, another 25,000. So the total capacity comes to about 225,000.
So when you say that the implication of expecting to generate a revenue of about 250 crores, that is an additional revenue or that is a revenue with the overall spindle capacity?
That is additional revenue.
Additional revenue every, per year, which will actually commence by quarter three, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what about, is there any future capex also lined up?
So we had committed 1,000 crores of investments. Out of that, 570, as I mentioned in the note as well, 570 is done. Another 430 crores is what we are going to invest in our vertical integration journey.
And how are we going to fund this?
So primarily internal accruals and of course, as and when the debt is required.
So right now our debt to equity is very low. So we have quite a significant, we can take a leverage. This last question on the ROE, why is the ROE so low? I mean, single digit ROEs, that was just low single digit ROEs. Where do you see this going? I mean, do you think that in the next 1 year, 2 years after this capacity, I mean, what are we doing on increasing the ROE?
Jalan here. You see, basically, historically, if you go, because right now at this point of a time, you know the spinning per se or the textile per se, the margins are very low. If you look at our journey of last 20 years, every segment of 4-5 years, last 5 years, our EBITDA margin was around 14%. If you look at 10 years, my EBITDA margin was also again 14-15%. Even including, if I look at 20 years also, you'll find that our EBITDA margin was, including this 2.5 years, which has been very difficult, our EBITDA margin has been 14-15%. So we are, first and foremost, we are assuming is this EBITDA margin or this bad period of this textile will go away and we will come back to this 14-15% of the EBITDA margin soon, number one. And if that happens, automatically your return on equity will also go up or return on capital employed will also go up and it will be definitely be a double digit. Historically also our the return on capital employed was double digit. So we'll come back to that double digit in any case. And in over and above this, since this vertical integration we are going, this will further enhance our return on equity or return on capital employed. And we are expecting this will be a kind of a 14-15% of the return on capital employed we will be able to achieve in a medium terms thing. One more thing I just want to clarify when you ask about this UK benefits or the US benefit is the duty advantage. See, basically what will happen is this duty advantage to the UK or to the US or to any part of the world, even Europe, we are also expecting Europe will also happen soon. This will create a kind of a big boost to the textile industry per se in India. and this will ultimately be, we will be the being the core producer, we will be benefited because of that. It is not because of that we will be able to export more. It is because of the domestic demand of the yarn will go up because of the overall demand upside into the garments and the home textile. This will benefit to the people like us also.
That's exactly I asked, sir. How much is your exposure to people who are exporting to US? How many of your clients? I mean, if you could just, you know, for your analysis only, but if we can have a difference that, you know, okay, 25% of our customers are actually, you know, core exporters or something like that, then it would be very helpful for you also to analyze and for us also to analyze that how much would actually the US markets benefit you.
No, no, let me clarify this point also. See, overall when the industry situation improves, either because of the more export to the US or more export to the Europe or more export to the UK, overall this will help the overall demand per se in India will increase, including the domestic demand. Though domestic demand will not improve, but supply restriction will happen, and this will improve your overall pricing of the yarn also. So it is not that, okay, since our exposure to the US is 20% and therefore we will get an advantage, or if we have an exposure on the UK 20% and therefore we will get an advantage, overall textile per se will get an advantage. So of course, like you rightly said, we should do the monitoring of this, but this benefit will not be because of that export to the US or export to the Europe, or our exposure to those markets will help us. This will help to every textile industry per se.
Yeah. My follow-up question, sir, was regarding your margins. You said that your margin, you're trying to increase it from 9.5%, 10% to 15%. What measures are we taking for increasing the margins?
See, two things, which depends. One, like I said, that overall, historically, the margin in the spinning of ours, at least I would say that 14-15% has been there on a longer period of time. If you look at our 5 years data, you will find that our EBITDA margin was 14-15%. So first and foremost, we are assuming this scenario of 2.5 years of the bad period of spinning or the textile will go away soon, because of the certain, I would say, tailwind, which is likely to happen, US tariff, UK tariff, and the Europe tariff. The second is that, like what our CEO said, that vertical integrations are the margin enhancer, which will happen. This journey has been started on the knitting side, and gradually, in the next 5 years, we have a plan to vertically integrate and offer to the customer is ready to cut fabric. And all these things will have a two advantage. One advantage is my turnover, capital turnover ratio will be better. And the second is margin, there will be a kind of an additional margin on this. And this both put together, we are talking about the margin which we have projected. We are very confident of achieving those margins on a medium-term basis.
In a medium term, what do medium term mean? 1 year, 2 years?
Medium terms mean I would say that maybe 26, 27 when you see the number, and maybe that tomorrow, suppose this tariff clarity comes from the US, probably in the third quarter itself you will see that improvement will start happening. But you see, one thing definitely we must understand, and historically if you are tracking this company you will realize that historically for a textile, or particularly for the spinning, such a, I would say, headwind of 2.5 years has been never been seen. Historically, I have seen this industry for almost 20 years now. I have seen that maybe 6 months to 1 year, there is a headwind, and after that, there is a recovery there. This is the first time this long period is. But definitely this long period, this what you call headwind is going to be over. So hopefully, I would say that second half of this year onwards, things should start improving. Once this clarity of the U.S. tariff gets clear, definitely you'll start seeing the improvement in the overall spinning per se, industry per se.
The problem is, sir, that we don't have the historic numbers, because your company has just, you know, after a corporate action, it has come into the stock exchanges. So we have very little historic numbers. But I appreciate that you said that this 2.5 years has been difficult, and you're hoping for better numbers ahead. And If there are any other further questions, I'll then. But I should. I really feel that you should work on your ROE. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just want to understand, you know, given what's happening with the MSPs, given what's happening with the U.S. cotton prices and the discrepancy between India and the U.S., is that the major cause, you think, of the slightly lower margins which have been ongoing for an extended period of this time? And how does this get resolved in your view?
So, Ritesh, I think that is one of the key reasons, of course, because the cotton prices, of course, are on a upward trend. The other part is also on demand. While the cotton prices have been going up, on the demand side, there is no capacity to sort of accept the increased cotton prices. So, obviously, the processing cost, manufacturing cost is almost remaining the same, right? Of course, there will be an improvement based on operational excellence. But ultimately, if your demand side does not have the capacity to take up the additional cotton cost, definitely the margin will be in pressure. And yes, the disparity between global cotton prices and Indian cotton prices plays into it as well, specifically for Indian spinners.
So how does this actually rectify over the next few, let's say, quarters or whatever it may be?
Because what is our expectation? Let me tell you one. First and foremost, the U.S. Tariff clarity. We are expecting, I would say when we are saying, we are not saying GSL textile, the entire textile industry is expecting a very favorable tariff for the U.S. Vis-a-vis the Bangladesh or the Vietnam. So that is the one trigger point will be there, number one. In terms of the cotton, see, we are expecting, again, these are all wishful thinking, or I would say that likely may happen or may not happen also. Once the U.S. tariff gets finalized, and maybe at the time that there can be some kind of a rethinking of the government on the cotton duty as well in the negotiation. Industry is presenting to the government on this duty, and probably this tariff negotiation probably can bring some relief on the tariff of this thing. But once this U.S. Tariff gets clarified, I think demand upside will happen. That will support the price and that will improve the market.
Got it. Okay. So, and the other question was, given the extra 250 crores of revenue from the new spinning capacity which we're adding, that I'm assuming would be even more incrementally accretive to margins, right? So, I mean, that would be at how much EBITDA margin, if you can say?
So I think the new unit is definitely a state-of-the-art unit, right? And assuming if some demand stabilizes, definitely it would be minimum 1 to 2 percentage points higher on our EBITDA margins compared to our other units.
Okay, got it. All right, sir. Thank you. That's awesome. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, the scenario for the cotton prices moving up and the depressed yarn prices correlation is the slackening demand. That is the only reason why the spinners are unable to pass on the impact of higher cotton prices and the spreads going down.
Yes, I think your understanding is correct. While the cotton cost is going up, there is no capacity on the demand side to accept additional prices. And hence, the spreads are getting compressed.
Okay, and there is also a differential between, as the earlier participant was mentioning, the differential between the U.S. cotton and the MSP support that we have domestically. So what is the arbitrage when we compare the international landed prices and the MSP being a protective for the domestic producer?
See, pure play prices basis, yes, Indian cotton and US Indian cotton and US similar quality cotton is at similar price levels. The problem or maybe the difference is just the import duty. With the import duty, I think the difference sort of goes away. So as of now, at a 56,000 levels, I think all the cottons are at a similar price on a landed basis. But yes, with the MSP increasing and the expected price increase in the Indian cotton, there will be a difference. And sort of Indian cotton will become expensive in a way.
Come again, the last point I missed it.
So with the additional MSP increase and assuming, and that's a big assumption, that the cotton prices goes in the same proportion increase as the MSP and the US cotton remains same at the current level, on a landed basis, the US cotton would become cheaper than Indian cotton.
Okay. And what should be the differential in percentage terms?
Yeah, I think it would be 8 to 10%. I think that is what the difference would be.
Sir, in your presentation slide number 9, you did mention about cotton inventory at 10,000 MT sufficient to ensure production continuity and benefit from adverse pricing trend into Q2 FY26. So taking into account the dip in the realization and the inventory gain out of the existing cotton inventory, will this keep the margin stable, or this dip, a 5% dip which we have seen in the month of July, will take a hit on the realization and hence the bottom line?
Yeah, I think this cotton inventory of 10,000 tons is probably 1.5 to 2 months of our inventory. Right, so any additional inventory which will come in would come in at a higher price only. Right, so while yes, to some extent there will be a protection on our cotton prices, but unless and until the demand scenario improves, definitely the quarter two would see a tough challenge on maintaining profitability.
Okay, so when we look at our employee benefit expenses, that have also moved up Q on Q also and year on year also. The number being 20 crore for this quarter. Previous year it was 17 crore 30 lakh and last quarter it was 18 crore. So this incremental of 10%, what has led to this and what should be the number we should look for the entire year?
So this is made up of two things. One is your annual increments, which happens, right, for both wages and salary and manpower. The second is that we have, as you know, that we have added another 25,000 spindles, and sort of the operators linked to and the manpower linked to it would get added in Q1, because definitely there will be a time of training as well, which will be included. But on a per ton basis, right, man days per ton basis, I think there isn't much increase.
Sir, you mentioned about 435 crore being the balance amount which is to be spent as our capex. So where will this money get deployed? If you could give the segment, how much will go to addition in the spindle capacity, how much to the knitted, how much to be renewable energy, if that ballpark number you can provide.
So I can give you an overall as in a directional comment on your question. We are going to spend primarily on our vertical integration journey, right, which includes weaving, knitting and processing, because the overall vision is to become a ready-to-cut fabric supplier. Our second pillar on that is that we want to have about 65 to 70% of our power coming from renewables. So whatever necessary investments which would be required on renewables to maintain this proportion, I think that is what would be done.
Okay, so as we move into the value chain of the dyed fabrics, yarn and fabrics, there will be additional requirement for us in terms of the chemicals chemicals also. So what percentage of our cost will go into the diet chemicals, and what are the chemicals required? Is it only caustic soda or soda as requirement is also there?
See, Sakeji, this chemical requirements are going to be very minimal. I don't think that is going to be very relevant for any, like, even if the caustic soda ash is required, that is not going to increase the demand of soda ash. Don't worry. Okay, so I think chemicals will be required, and various type of chemical, caustic soda, soda ash, and other chemicals will be required when we go for the processing side, right?
Yes.
But
yes,
that is not going to be very significant, okay?
Okay, but slide number six, Marshall sir, if you could just explain me, when we look at the yarn number for this quarter, it is 8.4 metric ton. When we look at the knitted fabric, that has moved up from 146 to 247. And whereas the revenue, if you could just explain this correlation, that when the volume for knitted fabric has moved up, but that is not commensurate to the revenue. So how should one read this line?
No, I think the yarn sales volume is about 8,400 tons, right? While last quarter it was 8,900 tons. And you can clearly see that from our fabric, we derived about 25 crores of revenue this quarter, which is about 9.3% of our overall. So it is not, so obviously you have to understand we work on an outsource model on our fabric, right? So 8,400 tons was the overall yarn sales, and knitted fabric sale was only 247
tons. Hmm. No, sir. Q on Q, the number looks from 146 to 247, whereas the revenue has gone down.
Sakeji, may I explain to this?
But
the number, 8,900 tons we have sold, right? Fabric we have done from 146 to 247, correct?
Yes, sir.
So that means that the fabric sale is significantly increased.
जी सर,
ठीक है. इन दोनों का कोरिलेशन नहीं है कोई भी, ये दोनों चीजें इंडिपेंडेंट है. कुछ देयर आर सर्टेन फैब्रिक, नीटेड फैब्रिक, इवन वी सोल्ड द यार्न फ्रॉम आउटसाइड आल्सो, ओके. एंड दिस 8900, आउट ऑफ दिस 8900 और 8400, फ्रॉम देयर आल्सो वी आर यूजिंग द यार्न फॉर द नीटेड फैब्रिक आल्सो.
वो क्या सर, मेरा प्रश्न है कि 28 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू था जब 146 मेट्रिक टन था, अब 25 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू है जब 247 है. तो ये जो इंक्रीमेंटल इंक्रीज हुआ है फैब्रिक का, हाँ सर, उसमें डाउन.
आई थिंक लेट मी जस्ट क्लैरिफाई द फैब्रिक रेवेन्यू विच वी राइट ऑन द डाउन, राइट? इट इज इंक्लूडिंग बोथ निटेड एंड वोवन फैब्रिक, ग्रेज फैब्रिक. Right, so the 25 crores is derived from 247 tons of knitted fabric and 36 lakh meters of grey fabric.
So grey fabric ki jo lakh meter hai na, wo 6 lakh meter ka jo hai.
Sir, aapki awaaz kat rahi hai.
Main ye bol raha hu
sir.
ग्रेप का जो टर्न जो वॉल्यूम है वो काफी सिग्निफिकेंटली ड्रॉप हुआ है फ्रॉम 446 लाख मीटर टू 36 लाख मीटर. 10 लाख मीटर का ड्रॉप हुआ ग्रे फैब्रिक के सेल में, जबकि जो निटेड फैब्रिक का वॉल्यूम बढ़ा है, टनेज है वो केवल 146 से 247 तक.
अच्छा,
ठीक है. तो वो बहुत सिग्निफिकेंटली नहीं बढ़ा, जबकि ग्रे फैब्रिक का जो ड्रॉप है वो सिग्निफिकेंट ड्रॉप है.
और सर, इसे कैसे देखना चाहिए, ये जो ग्रे फैब्रिक का टनेज जो घटा है, ये किस कारणवश ऐसा हुआ है?
डिमांड की वजह से ही, बेसिकली
डिमांड का, देयर इज अ डिमांड का इश्यू के कारण,
राइट?
जी सर, करेक्ट सर. सर, धन्यवाद सभी क्लैरिफिकेशन के लिए, एंड सर थैंक यू फॉर दिस रिवैम्प्ड इन्वेस्टर प्रेजेंटेशन ऑल्सो. सर, आपने काफी पॉइंट काफी काया सर बढ़िया ढंग से एक्सप्लेन किए, एंड वी होप फॉर द कंटिन्यूटी.
थैंक यू
साकेत जी.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ रमन केवी फ्रॉम सिक्वेंट इन्वेस्टमेंट्स. प्लीज गो अहेड.
हेलो सर, थैंक यू फॉर अलाउइंग मी टू आस्क यू अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन. I just wanted to understand, currently in terms of the entire market, what's the contribution of imported
cotton to the total raw material used in the domestic market?
In the domestic market?
Cotton usage in the domestic market, can the cotton be
imported cotton usage in the domestic market?
Are you asking from a GFPL perspective or overall?
Overall as well as from the company perspective.
See, if I have understood your question rightfully, what you are saying is that how much India is consuming the Indian cotton and how much is the import cotton they are using it. Is it right?
Yes.
Your question?
Yes.
See, India is producing around 3 crore bales. And this is largely, I would say that 80% of this gets consumed into the domestic market alone. And the export, the import of the cotton this year has been around 34 lakh bales. So in a way you can say that the percentage of the imported cotton in the overall textile per se is around 10%, 10 to 15%, right? And this also primarily, I would say that it is more of a premium cotton like Egyptian cotton, Australian cotton, Pima cotton, high quality of the cottons are getting imported. Some of the cotton this time has been imported from Brazil and other part of the world also. But primarily these are all special type of cottons are being consumed. If you look at in our case, I would say that similar kinds of a percentage will be there. We only import the three special kind of a cotton. One is Australian cotton, which we import in a large volume, and American cotton, which is Pima, and your Egyptian cotton, which is Giza, which is, so these are the three cottons. In terms of the percentage, my understanding is this will also be around 10% of the overall consumption what we do, in the overall 10 to 12% kind of a number.
So basically, just a follow-up on this, with current US-India trade deal, if we India and US analyze the trade deal, and if the duty on US
companies... Keeping your phone. I'm sorry, 1 minute. I think we are not getting your voice clear. So you are speaking, it looks like that you are speaking on the hands-off mode. Or some background noise are coming. We have not been able to hear you properly.
Hello. Okay, I'll just use its speaker. I was using handset only. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Better.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand that with respect to if and when India and US finalize their trade deal, the duty on imported cotton from US will reduce significantly. So this 10% share of imported cotton, will it increase to 15 or 20% in the coming years for you or not?
You see, again, the cotton is such a commodity. It all depends on the competitiveness of the price. How the Indian crop happens, what is the price of the Indian cotton, what is the US cotton, in excluding the duty. So all it will depends on the advantage overall in terms of the landed cost. But yes, logically, if you ask me, if the duty goes down or if the duty gets removed, at least the Indian spinning industry or the textile industry per se will become more competitive and the chance of bringing more imported cotton will likely to happen.
Okay, sir. And sir, my final question is with respect to the, again, the capacity addition. Can we expect this the spindle to contribute fully in FY27? And like additional incremental revenue of 250 crores in FY27 and additional revenue of around 50 crores from the native facility, which will be commenced in Q4 because it will be a first full year of operations, right? So around 300 crores of incremental revenue on base revenue of previous year, FY25, can we expect that?
No, you are 100% right. And let me just add here is that in the third quarter of this year itself, you will start getting the benefit of this new unit of 250 crore, which is approximately around, I would say, 60 crore of the per quarter benefit. So that should start happening. In the third quarter, you should have that 60 crore, and then in the fourth quarter also, you should have 60 crore. Even in the knitting side also, you will get an advantage in the fourth quarter. of knitting, because by the time this unit will get start running, and in the fourth quarter of this 50 crore of divided by 4, the benefit you will get in the fourth quarter of this year itself. Hello. 26, 27, definitely you will get the entire advantage. Even in this year also, you will get an advantage.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. So just a couple of questions. Now, looking at the current cotton prices as compared to the imported prices, and the decline in the spreads that we have seen from last three quarters, majority of the capacity must be in the stress and they will be reporting a loss. So given our balance sheet strength, where we also want to expand and go for a dyed or value-added yarn product going down the line, are we looking at any acquisition of the stressed asset over the next couple of years?
I don't think we are right now looking at any such kind of a stressed asset, because see, turning around the stressed asset itself is a Herculean task. So we are not looking at any such kind of a stressed asset to acquire in the near future. But of course, we are always open if something really compelling is coming and the size is coming, which size compels us to kind of a look at, we will look at.
Sure, sir. And next question, now since we are only will be into a ready-to-cut fabrics, so are we any point of time, probably 12 months, 18 months down the line, looking to expand ourselves into a technical textile front where we can get a better profitability, better margin?
See, Jatinji, again, we are right now we don't have any such kind of a plan on table, but we will always be open to kind of a look at some opportunity if it comes. Right now, like our CEO said, our plans are very clear. We want to first go into the vertical integrated unit, ready to cut fabric, deliver to the customers. That is the first priority we have. Because we believe that if you have a consistency in the plan and you don't switch here and there and probably work on a very clear cut focus, you will always be able to return a better capital, a better return on your capital. But yes, we will keep on our options open if we get some kind of an opportunity of some kind of a unit which helps us to kind of a take a forward, I would say, few steps ahead of the curve, we will look at that possibility.
Thank you, sir. And sir, last bookkeeping question, I mean, just to solve a doubt, in terms, can you help us in understand the broadly realization of the knitted fabrics in a per ton basis and grey fabric or a woven fabric on a lakh meter basis, the broad realization?
See, again, here I would just want to just say that, see, right now we are in an outsource model, right? In the outsource model, the consistency of the product basket is not there. Sometimes we are producing coarser count. Sometimes we are producing the kind of a medium counts. So therefore, at this point of a time, talking about a consistent, what you call, per meter will be kind of a misleading picture. What Marcel rightly said, our CEO rightly said, once the knitting fabric, which is the unit which we are installing, once that gets commissioned, at that time you will get a clear picture of how the per meter realization, that will become a more comparable order. It will be more making a more relevant for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jalanji, for the answers. Thank you and all the best to the team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipin Chahar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question has been answered, but just wanted to confirm. In the investor presentation, you have said our long-term EBITDA margin to be in the range of 15% to 18%. While earlier, we were guiding for 17% to 20%. So, why that downward revision?
Basically, we are still believing, internally we still believe that 18% to 20% is the margin which we should be clocking in. Okay, like I said, I'm still maintaining that 14% to 15% margin historically we have been able to manage. Okay, we have been on a longer term, 5 years, 10 years, we have been able to manage. So on that, on top of it, 4% to 5% will always be possible because of all these vertical integrations. Okay. So we are still maintaining 18%-20%. However, for a conservative number in the investor presentation, we have said 15%-18%.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. R.S. Jalan for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I think I must appreciate all the questions. And one of the questions which I am taking home out of this entire question of the work on your return on equity. Okay. Rest assured, like I said always, that always the management is very focused on the value return to the shareholders. We are working on the return on equity or the return on capital employed, and we will definitely deliver on that. In addition to that, just wanted to kind of give my perspective on the overall business scenario. Like our CEO said, second quarter looks to be challenging, and this is only primarily because of one thing: short-term uncertainty in the demand scenario because of the tariff uncertainty of the US. Because of this, a lot of hand-to-mouth orders are being placed and the people are not going long into that. Once this clarity will come, we are very clear. We are seeing that the positive uptake into the textile, and surely we will also be getting benefited out of this. And maybe if everything goes well, once this duty, because there are a few advantages which I see. One, UK deal. Second, I clearly see a very soon likely Europe deal happening. US deal is also likely to happen. Industry is hoping a kind of a big significant advantage vis-a-vis the competition of Bangladesh and the Vietnam. Including China. So this will also help us, the textile industry per se. So in the medium terms, again I'm repeating, this industry has a kind of a reach out to the bottom, and probably it will take an upside going forward on this once like this clarity comes. With this, thank you very much to all of your support.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.